NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
We've got Lapis in the studio just by like 20 seconds before you got him. Like, let's just start straight away. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, 40 well, kilometres.
Oh, wow, wow. We're probably all a bit out of breath, like rushing here, but thanks for coming in.
I'm grateful to be here. Well, it's nice to see you.
Yeah, well, we're talking about your new album, Third Person You, today on Long Player. What an awesome album.
Thank you, Jess.
You should be very proud. I think it's, I remember you, you know, when I first listened to your music like a few years ago, and you actually shared the album with me many, many years ago, and it's pretty much like stayed quite similar.
Yeah. So yeah, the only difference will really be the mixing and mastering was redone.
Yeah.
Again. And but the songs are the same, and yeah, it's great to finally share them.
After
6 years.
Or wow. Something. That's, you know, good things take time and people should be patient. I was wondering about the title of the album, Third Person You. I can't quite wrap my head around what it means. Could you tell me a bit about that?
That's interesting. It's something that's still unfolding for me as well, the meaning. And it also ties in with the artwork, which is something I painted, and that's actually looking through the bedroom windows of my room at my parents' house when I was about 18. So even in that picture, it's like I'm observing myself from a third-person perspective, and all the songs are, or a lot of the songs are about relationship and, the whole thing with a you and a me, and we watch ourselves and we observe others, and there are these interesting spaces that we step into, which are, like third-person you.
It's very self-aware and like perceptive. I think people, you know, it's important to be self-aware and reflect on your own self and your own actions. And you do that with the tracks in this album. The first single you released, Blue and Orange, I believe that's about a relationship. Is that right?
It's about more the idea of a relationship. So that song was, I guess around the age of 18, and I, quote unquote, was falling in love with someone, and but it was more retrospectively me projecting my dreams and desires onto someone without actually being in touch with who they were and the reality of the situation. And that song, I actually came back to it about a year after writing the first part, and with more awareness, and added another little verse that was me looking back on the situation.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, it's a lovely track, and we're going to have a listen. This track is called Blue and Orange by Lapis.
Down all alone. Girl, I left you a letter. What is said, I didn't know better. What I wrote down, I blush. Now when I think about it, girl, I wrote you a play, starring me and you in the way in which I thought it should be. But I didn't give you no say. Girl, I left you a letter. What is said, I didn't know better. What I wrote down, I blush. Now when I think about it, girl, I wrote you a play, starring me and you in the way in which I thought it should be. But I didn't give you no say.
That was Blue and Orange by Lapis, and we're talking about third person you today on Long Play. If you just joined us, the next track is Why Am I Still Scared to Share? What's that one about?
That one is pretty self-explanatory. So, about feeling like putting myself out there more, you know, like who I am, my preferences, my flavors, but then also being scared of doing that. Don't want to be vulnerable, all those things. And so the song is me sort of, yeah, talking about that and being like, man, you just got to go and
do it.
And
yeah.
I'm sure other people can relate, so maybe it's helpful.
Yeah, totally. This is Why Am I So Scared to Share by Lapis.
Thank you.
That was Why Am I Still Scared to Share by Lapis. And now the next track is So. What can you tell me about that one?
So, which is playing now. So this is more just me playing, and it's from the time that the Grow Room was happening on K Road, with the likes of Bad Crop and Light Skin Charm and those guys. And so it's sort of an ode to the hip hop influence in my creativity with sampling, and this is a sample of the Art Ensemble of Chicago in the background, which is a really creative and wild ensemble. Yeah.
Beautiful. This is So by Lapis.
Sometimes After a sold-out festival in 2020, NZ's very own indie day out, NestFest is back.
Featuring Silicon, Mellowdowns, King Sweeties, Nah Noise, Mermaidens, Diggy Dupay, Eden Burns, Wax Mustang, Orbi, Arthur Arbez, Peach Milk, and more.
NestFest, January 9th at Black Barn Vineyards in the sun-soaked Hawke's Bay. Get your tickets now from nestfest.co.nz.
Hakarongo mai, it's Māori words, because he waka eke noa.
Tauira, student.
Oh yeah, so what do you do?
I write the ads at BFM.
Oh, BFM?
Yeah, Radio Tauira. Ain't glamorous, but it pays the bills. No, wait, other way around.
Tauira, student.
Māori words, karawhiua, give it a go.
You wouldn't rent a car. You wouldn't rent a movie. You wouldn't rent a camera.
Hey, mate.
Yep?
I'm actually renting a camera right now.
Shit.
Yeah, really handy for trying stuff out, or if you need something for a one-off.
Yep. Would you rent a movie, though?
ProGear have the best rental prices in Auckland on camera, lenses and lights. Canon, Fujifilm, Nikon, Sony, Allen Crom, you'll find it at ProGear. 3 Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
Have at you, Trixie Wirtlewin. Yield!
Hrothgar, you devil, by the cleansing light of Sarah, I summon...
Hey, Terry, wait, stop. We agreed that Sarah was the guiding deity of my clan?
Screw you, dickweed. You guys are OPS. We need Sarah.
Well, let's just all have bloody Sarah then. How about that? I'm cutting the baby in half.
With a little something for everyone, Sarah is the guiding light on your Saturday afternoon. The Saturday 2 to 4 with Sarah, only on 95BFM.
Before the break there, you heard So by Lapis, and we're up to the last track of this long player talking about his album, Third Person You, and it's Andalusia featuring Nikolai. It's a beautiful track. I love this one.
Yeah, it was I was still living at my parents' house in Point Chef, so it would have been 2013 that I started producing this track, and I was hanging out with Nikolai, who is now... a boy, brown boy magic, and he was a girl then. So that's a huge transformation that's happened since then. But yeah, we made this track and it was just such a smooth process and such a blessing. I think it just worked so well for us to work together, and that song got picked up by Cosmic Compositions, Addison Chase's record, and that was sort of the beginning of my adventure with music. the first feedback from outside that what I was doing was, you know, something that other people are enjoying as well. And I love that. And
yeah, wow, 2013, yeah. Such a long time ago.
Such
and
a long time ago.
It really shows, you know, how long you've been working on this album, and well done. And thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jess. Thanks for having me.
Cool. This is Andalusia featuring Nikolai by Lapis.
Thank you.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.